Police, Texas teacher groped, traded explicit images with minor student. By Olivia Rondo on December 13, 2024. A female Texas public school teacher has been accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student, with investigators saying she groped and traded explicit images with a minor. Catherine L. Pryor, a vocational agriculture education teacher at Henderson High School, was arrested Tuesday for possession of child pornography, indecency with a child, and improper relationship between an educator and a student, KITC reported. Henderson Police Department officials said they were alerted to the 35-year-old teacher sending emails to a male student on matters unrelated to school earlier this week, prompting them to interview the alleged victim, according to CBS 19. The student reportedly said that Pryor rubbed his legs and genitals over his clothing and that he had touched her breasts while she was driving him home from school the day before. Investigators also said that the alleged victim's mother discovered sexual messages and images shared between her son and Pryor on his Instagram account. When Pryor was questioned about the boy's allegations and the inappropriate pictures, an affidavit stated that the teacher admitted to the groping and to exchanging messages for about 2 weeks prior to her arrest. The Henderson Independent School District, ISD, made a statement confirming that the arrest was made and that the teacher in question was placed on paid leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Henderson ISD was informed today of a report made to authorities of a Henderson High School teacher allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with a student. After an initial investigation by the police department, we were advised that the teacher was arrested. HIST immediately placed the teacher on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of this matter. HIST is fully cooperating with local law enforcement and remains committed to the safety and security of our students. Pryor is currently in the Rusk County Jail on a $150,000 bond, CBS 19 reported.